Hey everybody, it's Eric from the Mature Minded Gamers Group. We are a group of adult gamers who have jobs and lives, but also a passion for gaming, including video gaming, board gaming, and really all things geek related. Tonight we're bringing you our Dungeons & Dragons campaign, the Aster campaign, which is a custom campaign that we're running on Fantasy Grounds. And you can hear us, the group, talking through Discord. So here we go.
Here we go. Session 8 was on 1/17/2020. The party searches the temple and finds the remains of the original priest of Torm. Looks to have been dead a long time, perhaps a couple of years. The party finds a secret door to a private study and there finds a discarded draft of a note to the Kingdom of the Red Hand, insisting that New Aster is preparing to invade. Tolman informs the party that the note is false, that no invasion was ever even talked about. The party discovers a large tunnel under the temple that passes under New Aster's walls. Tolman orders men to fill in the tunnel. The party returns to the Council of Elanor. Quendry and Momont have been reinstated as counselors. It is determined that finding out what is happening to the south is still the most important task. Roland and Lord Riz ask for horses. Paul and Proud ask for plate armor as Elanor's gifts to the party. The party departs to the east and finds a mountain tower with a small detachment of two guards. They are informed that the guards knew of the death of the king, but were told to say nothing until after Elanor was informed. The guards tell the party of the road to the south and about abandoned ancient buildings along the route. The party discover orcs in an old crumbling tower on the road to the south. The party defeats the orcs, but are surprised at their skills. The orcs are no small threat. Philip barely survives the encounter and is saved by the efforts of Proud. The party achieves level 4. We had just completed a long rest. Everybody is healthy, has all your stuff. It is getting close to morning.
Did we get any loot from those monsters we just killed?
They really didn't have much on them.
Can we search the area for anything, like clues or chest or hidden treasure?
Certainly. You can roll your perception.
Oops, that was in the dice tower. Crap, sorry.
You don't find anything. But yeah, in the future you want that in the dice tower.
Did we already discuss the pigeons?
What pigeons?
You do have 3 pigeons with you.
What pigeons?
Tolman gave the party 3 pigeons. He gave the party a quill and an inkwell and little strips of paper that could be attached to the pigeons' legs. The pigeons are homing pigeons and will fly back to New Aster if set free. They're in a little wooden cage that you guys have.
Okay. I completely forgot about that.
I wasn't on when that was discussed. Obviously.
Whenever you guys think you have found something of importance 3 times, you can send messages back to New Aster.
I can carry the pigeons. We need somebody to take care of them.
Your horse is certainly big enough to carry that as a little extra weight. It's nothing. Your draft horse is really pretty strong.
All right. Well, I think we continue on then.
Oof. All right. You get back on the road and you continue heading south. Well, it's sort of southeast at this point. The path cuts through a line of hills and toward a deep forest. Ahead of you, there seems to be a large body of people in the distance moving along the road toward you.
Okay, let's stop.
I'll send my hawk ahead to see what banner, if the people are carrying like a banner, so we know if they're enemies or not.
Cool. What is everybody doing? Are you staying on the road? Are you shuffling off to the side? What are you doing?
I think we should shuffle off to the side a bit, just until we know.
Let's find cover in the woods. You said it was...
As the hawk flies over, it really doesn't look like a very organized group. In fact, through the hawk's eyes, you can see that there are some cows and oxen, some goats in the group. There seem to be not only men and women, but some small children. looks to be like 100, maybe a couple of hundred people. Out maybe in front, people, there's out in front, there's one armed man walking.
It might be people escaping because we're going to, aren't we going towards where that army, the what's the red people's army?
Red Hand.
The Red Hand's army.
Right. I say we stop and talk to him.
Yeah, I reckon we go back onto the road.
A large mass of people you start seeing. Wagons, carts, mules, cows, sheep, ponies, some old, some young. Looks to be 200 people at least. They're all being led by a man in front who seems very concerned. He's wearing old plate mail and carries a greatsword.
All right, let's walk out and talk to him and see what's going on.
Can we look peaceful as we do this?
He introduces himself. I am Warren, magistrate and King Maven's representative to the town of Farmington.
All right, let's tell him who. I think we should tell him that we're being sent. Being sent by the king.
Are we going to Farmington?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
So I say we tell him we're being sent from the king to check on the status of the battle and to get any information. Or, well, the queen,
are you,
I guess.
Are you going to tell them that King Maven is dead?
I don't think we should. Not at the state they're in. They're already so.
Yeah, dead. Especially since they're not like an army. It's just people. Right. They're already scared. You don't want to make them even more scared.
Warren tells you we have to abandon Farmington. There is no one left there. We are making our way to New Ashtar. A week ago, the army of New Ashtar passed to the south, led by King Maven himself and his son, Prince Arthur. The very next evening, a party of orcs followed to the south. We thought it was to join the battle, but it seems to have settled in the old ruins along the road south of town. Farmers and merchants have feared to leave town as the orcs have waylaid anyone that heads south of town. And now we have heard rumors that a massive army is gathering to the south, preparing to head this way. Farmington cannot withstand such an onslaught, and even the orcs could possibly have taken Farmington if they had a mind to. I only have a couple of stout lads to assist me, but the orcs seem to have other business. I have no idea what that business might be, but they allow no one past the ruined keep. We are beset by foes beyond our skill and power, so the decision was made to flee.
Ask him if he knows anything of the battle.
No, he says, I really don't. I haven't heard anything. Only one soldier has ever come back from that battle. He was traveling at very high speed, and he was very wounded. That was just a couple of nights ago. He was heading north toward Ashtar. He was gravely wounded, but he would not stop. We gave him a fresh horse.
Yeah, we know who that was.
Ask him if he's seen an entrance to a hole.
No. If you think about it, though, that would be many miles back, closer to Ashtar.
Okay.
You are some 20 or you are some 30 or 40 miles down the road. You guys saw that the tunnel went for about 4 miles.
Can we ask him what he has passed on the road to us so far, if there's anything we should...
Not much. He says, we've been worried about orcs, but we haven't seen anything yet. You're the first travelers we've seen.
We should tell him we killed a... Does the group think it's a good idea if we tell him that we killed the group of orcs behind us so that the road is clear and safe?
Well, yeah. He appreciates that. He goes, that's wonderful. Any other? I mean, now, these guys have been down here near that ruined castle. Is there any questions you might have about things they may have seen?
Yeah, have they seen anything suspicious?
Well, he says, twice I have heard reports of a dragon around the old keep. But I dismissed the first one a week or so ago. It's just the fear of simple folk. Now I'm no longer sure. The second report was midday yesterday. A dragon was seen flying toward the old tower ruins south of town.
Is this the tower where the orcs are?
Yes. Also, of course, he mentioned there's an army preparing down there. That's why they left Farmington.
Near Farmington, or this is the tower we just left?
Oh, no, south of Farmington. You're not to Farmington yet. Warren says, an old farmer I trust who lives south of town told me that an enormous army is massing along the south road in the direction of Minnow, larger even than the army of New Astor that headed south a week ago. He never got close to them. He said the columns extended for miles. He said they were not moving yet, just massing as if getting ready for a march. We heard several galleons headed toward Minnow more than a week ago, but nothing that would carry an army of this size. We have no idea where they came from. He told me there had to be many thousands of them.
That's interesting. I wonder how the army got you if they...
I wonder if they're undead.
He says, we don't know.
I wonder if they're undead or something.
That wouldn't be very surprising if they are.
Yeah.
Okay. Any more questions?
I think we should keep going.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Can we ask him if he's got a map?
He does not have one, no.
Okay. All right, I think we move on. Unless anybody else has any more questions.
Should we send a pigeon back and let them know that there's a very large group of people with animals on their way?
It's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. Do we want to use one of our pigeons so early on, though?
Well, I don't know how far away we are. That's why I was wondering how far away Farmington is.
From where? He'll tell you. It's only about 10 more miles down the road.
I think it's good. I think we tell them that we dispatched a group of orcs and that there's a large group of civilians heading their way.
That, you know, they would be able to prepare to receive these people.
Yeah.
And we could also put in what we've heard about the orcs outside Farmington and
oh, they were acting kind of strange, not really like orcs. They had magic.
Yeah, and the thing is, remember, New Astor will know about the fact that dragons are real, so that we can, because they help fight dragons with us. So we could say that we got reports of another dragon near where the orcs were.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so yeah, you guys are going to write the note, wrap it on the pigeon's leg, and release one pigeon, so you have two left.
Yeah, because at least that way we put quite a lot of information.
We've told them about the dragons, we've told them about the orcs, and this party of people and animals.
Yeah, and the orcs we killed.
Okay.
Excellent. All right, you guys head on further down the road. After a few more miles, you head south. Smoke can be seen rising from the right side of the road. It appears Farmington is being set ablaze.
Can we see any people? Or orcs or anybody?
From the distance, you can see figures running around the buildings with torches in their hands, whooping and hollering in some language. Just a moment.
I can read it.
I can read it.
Chris, you can post what it says to everyone else if you want.
Okay, I'll put it in a note.
Oh, I'll let you guys translate it. You're hearing this.
Do you want me to say it in a note or just say it?
What do you want?
What do you think's best?
I'll put it in a note as well, just in case we have to look back at it.
So these are definitely orcs, because it's in orc. Would you say orcish or orc?
Orcish. The orc language.
About how many orcs do we see down there?
Well, you can see two or three, but it's hard to tell. They're running around between the buildings. Some are going into the buildings. It's hard to tell.
I would fly my hawk over, but I don't think it would have a clear sight through all the smoke.
It looks pretty bad. You gonna tell them what they were saying?
Yeah, okay, so the first thing they said was, the way is clear, the petty farmers have left. Nothing stands between us and New Astor. And the second thing they said was, gather all you can for ourselves, food and drink, and burn all the rest.
So I think it's time we make a decision as a party. Do you think we should go and fight our way through the orcs or make a different plan?
Well, it seems like the orcs and the Red Hand are working together then.
Yeah, and we don't know how many people there are, so I think they're going to have a big advantage over us if we just go in at all.
It didn't seem like a lot of them. You've only seen two or three at a time running between the buildings, but you're not. But you are right. You're not sure.
But I'm obviously, Dwight, you can have input if you feel like being so inclined. But the question I have for the group is, surely if we go in and we keep quiet and we sneak into the village, we're not going to be facing them all at once if they're running around burning buildings. We might face like three at a time, which gives us a better chance of attacking them than waiting until they're all together.
Well, our goal here is to see what happened at the battle. I mean, I'm torn between fighting these people or just moving on to try to get a better view.
If we don't fight these people, they may move on and catch up with the farmers escaping.
Yeah, you see, my main idea is to get rid of these
people. Or they will be behind you.
Yeah. Like, I think it's just best that we get rid of them, because they might move on and burn another village. They could come from behind us. That's all just...
I'm with Lord Riz on this one.
Yeah. But I think, like, obviously, I'm not exactly sure if it's possible in the game, but I know most of the stuff is with this. But Dwight, is it possible that we sneak in and we wouldn't have to face them all at once?
Looking at it, it probably wouldn't be too difficult. There's a lot of flames, there's a lot of smoke, there's a lot of buildings. It would not be difficult to sneak past the town without being seen. It would not be difficult to sneak into the town. So to tell you the truth, all your options are kind of open.
I say we attack. What would y'all say?
I'm on attack, so I reckon we're taking a vote, group vote.
Roland, Proud, what are y'all thoughts?
I'm fine with attacking. I agree, they're going to catch up to us. I think they'll follow us out.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
You get into where the first buildings in town are fairly easily.
That's where we are. How clear is it in terms of smoke above us?
It's not very clear at all. It's okay. The smoke is pretty dense and thick, and there's a lot of noise, and some buildings are crashing to the ground.
Okay, so my hawk won't be much use here.
Does my dark vision ring have any use?
In smoke, not a whole lot.
What's my range going to be reduced to?
What is your range normally?
I think 65 normal.
Yeah, probably about 40.
Yeah.
But you don't see any orcs yet.
Can we roll perception to see anybody, or is it like...
Yeah, you no just use? Don't... You can roll it if you want. Sure.
But that doesn't... Okay, I don't think we really need to, because... We can't really see anything, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not going to have you roll initiative until you see somebody or somebody sees you, one or the other. So you guys can just show me where you're going to move. Make sure everybody's locked. Yeah, everybody's locked.
I'm going to stay back a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to stay a little bit back as well.
Okay. Moment.
Can I move? Obviously see people, because, you know, I'm always targeted. Die.
See somebody.
Oh, no, there is an error in the game. I don't know why these are unidentified creatures. That is not what they should be. These guys. They have not seen you yet.
Good.
I don't see them on the combat tracker, Dwight.
Yeah, I know you don't. I'm having a little difficulty here.
I was able to target him, though.
There we go.
Only one showing so far. Oh, there we go, yeah.
All right, let's do a perception check and take a look at them real quick. See if we can see anything.
All right.
Like what they are, what weapons they have.
Ooh. Rolling? No. There it is. Did you notice that, Riz? Or was that Proud? No, that.
I rolled into the last one. I have no clue.
Okay. Riz, you can see them. Those two are regular orcs carrying clubs.
Brilliant.
However, you also notice this. That one is bigger, wearing a chain shirt, and he's carrying a greatsword.
Oh, great. Yes. All right.
I want to do a perception check to look around, see if there's any good cover.
Oh, there is all kinds of cover, but some of it's a little dangerous. Some of it's burning.
No, Logic, just remember, if you want me to cast Spider Climb on you, you must just let me know and I'll do it at any point.
One of the orcs just spotted you. Time to roll initiative.
No. Terrible. Oh!
Look at that, Philip.
Guys, I'm doing great today. I'm feeling
Yeah. You're just amazing. after Lord Riz.
No, I'm fine with that. Okay.
All right.
So I'm first. I don't know how far they are.
Riz rolled the same.
55. Okay. Dwight, I can see 55, obviously, because I could see all of them. So I can attack 55. All right.
You can. I'm
just checking. Okay. How far?
If you're going to do what I think you're going to do, you're going to need to move to get into the clear so you don't hit anybody else first.
Is that clear? Where I just moved here?
Yes. How many? What are you attacking?
All three.
You're attacking all three?
Yeah.
So, okay. Target.
This will be
target.
The first time I've used this. I'm not the Scorching Ray.
Target all three.
Yeah, I've targeted all three.
So hit the little arrow, and you're going to roll the attack symbol.
Attack. All right.
Whoa! Hit, hit, hit. Can you believe it?
And then you roll, roll damage.
You can roll damage. Heavy damage on two and wounded on one.
Hey.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I think that was pretty good.
That was pretty good. I'm impressed. That was really good. Oops, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong
thing. Have one request from the group. Can someone with armor please go in front of me now?
All right, okay. Philip.
Well, I won't be able to...
Wait, Philip second. Sure, what
yeah,
roll.
You didn't notice? I rolled really well.
Philip moves up to there.
All right, I'm going to just throw my dagger.
Okay.
What else am I supposed to do, Lord Riz?
That hit. Damage on your dagger? You killed it.
I'm just doing great this game.
You just took one out with a dagger. All right. This orc moves down. And attacks Philip with a great club. Miss.
Nice.
Second one moves in. Great sword this time. Ooh, he hit.
Ooh,
and wounded Philip.
Crap.
Not really much damage in terms of Philip's health.
All right. One of the orcs gives a huge the orc with the big sword gives a huge shout, really loud. Roland, your move. You move Roland, into the trees. They are not on fire.
Are you going to go for the big orc?
I was going to hunter's mark myself.
Yes. First. On which orc? You're hunter marking yourself, but you got to tell me which orc.
Which one do you guys want me to go for, the big one?
I reckon the big one, because I'm going to go for the big one as well. I think it's going to have a lot more hit points, and I think it's best to get it out the way, because it's going to be the one that's already worn the others, obviously, but we can get rid of it early. I think that's best.
All right.
I did not want to move there. Sorry.
See you.
I was just trying to target him.
Oh, that's fine. Here, I undid your move.
Okay. I can do Hunter's Mark and attack, correct?
Yes.
It always confuses me for some reason.
Right. Yeah, Hunter's Mark, if I remember, was your extra
bonus action.
Bonus action, yeah.
That's a hit. Whoa, hit him good too. Now that that gave the extra six-sided die. Proud.
I'm moving up here. And casting my spiritual weapon.
Ooh. Where are you going to put it?
Well, I'm going to put it so that it flanks the guy with the sword. The orc.
Right there? Oh, you want it flanking here?
Yeah, I think you got to. Yeah, there you go.
All right. Now that is an attack. With the spiritual weapon. So okay. Go ahead and target that orc. But the attack is going to be from the spiritual weapon, not from your own attack. Okay. So, hit the little spyglass and do the attack from the spiritual weapon. The little sword icon. It hit him. You
can damage.
Now you can damage him. Heavy damage.
Nice.
Now, that is... Yep, there you go. Lord Riz, is that where you're moving?
No. I'm going to move a bit different now.
All right.
If I move there, do I have a clear hit on the guy?
The big one, yes.
Yeah, all right. And that's good. And I'm not obstructing Roland, am I there?
But he could move.
Okay. So I'll do that. I feel like I want to give Witch Bolt a try, but then again, I'm also like, I could just use a cantrip to attack him. How much damage is he on? Heavy damage. I'll use my Witch Bolt. It does more damage.
All right, so you're going to cast. That hit. Stand by just a moment. Let me read Witch Bolt.
I don't know if he has a saving roll. I didn't read.
That's what I'm trying to find out. No, it does not have a saving throw. Yeah, just go straight for damage. Boom. That hit him hard.
Nice.
Okay.
Wow, you couldn't have done much better. You could only do one more point better than that.
Yeah.
That hit him hard. Philip.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and flank because the opportunity's already there.
Yep. So you're going to be attacking that orc. So you're going to get +2?
Yeah.
Because of Proud Spiritual Weapon. Well, that was a hit.
I'm doing... actually pretty good tonight.
Wow. All right. This orc targets Philip with a great club. Criticaled.
Oh, jeez.
What is it with Philip? I don't believe this. Heavy damage to Philip. This orc is also attacking Philip with a greatsword. Misses him.
Okay. Lord Riz, you know how you got like 11 and 16, was it?
Right? 11 and 16. For
my,
what?
For them to get a hit on me, they have to get a 20 or higher. So if somebody like really big's about to hit me, could use either of them.
We got one coming in behind us.
We got two coming in from behind us.
Roland's move. Now, you are under the trees, so that is not blocking you. Missed him.
Hang it with a 15.
I'm surprised Lord Riz didn't give you a die.
I forgot completely I had those. Open them now.
Proud, your move.
Proud not to try ask you to do a move, but do you think you want to be the heavy that comes to defend us against the two?
Let her pick what she's doing. Hang on, let her decide.
I was going to try to help Philip is what I was thinking.
Which I think is the smartest thing you could possibly do.
I'm looking at the preserve life. I was just trying to read, can restore a creature to no more than half of its hit points.
In other words, you could gain him up to 22.
So that would be 22 plus.
Well, you could restore up to 22 points. Okay. With that spell.
Well, he's got 11 right now, right?
Well, he's got 33 wounds, yes.
He's got 11 health. So if she heals him with that, he only goes up to 22?
What? No. She can heal up to 22.
Oh, okay.
Which spell are you talking about? You're talking about channeling preserve life?
Mm-hmm.
Number of hit points equal to 5 times your clerical level. So 5 times your level... but you can only do it for 20. So it would be 22. It would be boom, 22 points.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even have to make a roll.
Okay.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm helping him.
All right, 22. So target, Philip. And now go ahead. It doesn't. Oh, I see. I have to add it. The game gets too confused with this, so I'm going to add it. So 22 points is going to take him to 11 damage.
Back in the game.
Does my spiritual weapon get an attack, or do I just get to move it?
It's the beginning of... It's at the orc's turn, your spiritual weapon is going to get an attack. Okay. Wait a minute. Did the orc have a turn? No. Not. Wait a minute. Yes, it did. I'm sorry. You get to attack with your spiritual weapon right now. At the end of the orc's turn... So you can now attack with your spiritual weapon.
And I give +2, right?
Yes, you do. Good. See, you guys are catching things now. So you're going to do the attack roll with the sword off of the spiritual weapon.
Ugh.
But it missed, unfortunately. Even with the +2 on there.
This is getting bad.
This one attacks Proud. Misses. Lord Riz. What was that? You can't just roll dice, man. You gotta tell which okay. You did Scorching Ray again.
Ray. Yeah.
Okay, at which targets?
The three that are on this side. So
those three.
I missed the one, but I got two of them.
Okay, go ahead and roll your damage. And only two of them got wounded. Excellent.
All right. And then I can move.
Yes, you can. Excellent. All right. In your turn. All right, Philip.
All right. I'm going to see if I can kill this orc off.
Going for the big one.
Trying.
That was a hit.
Nice.
Okay. Killed it.
Well done.
Not
I'm still surprised you don't do your I know you're conserving of your spells.
I know,
but,
I don't like using my spells.
All right, this is this orc.
Out of interest, targeted right, Philip. With it moving, wouldn't the spiritual weapon get a...
automatic miss. Not from there, but Proud can move it on her turn. It isn't near anything.
No, but I meant if with the orc, the unidentified thing moving from where the spiritual weapon was, wouldn't the spiritual weapon get an attack of
opportunity? She did. No, it did not move. That orc did not move. The spiritual weapon did attack. It missed.
Okay.
All right, Roland.
I'm going to move my hunter's mark to this one now, since the other target's dead.
Excellent.
Am I supposed to give it a +2, or it automatically does that, right?
No, yeah, I think you're okay.
There we go.
That's a hit. Killed it.
All right.
Another one down. See, this is a really bad error in the game. Okay, I got to make sure I know which orc I'm talking about here. All right, this is the one that's attacking Proud with a great club. Missed. Proud, your move.
I'm throwing a bless on everybody real quick.
So, target, yeah, Roland, Philip, and Lord Riz. And then go ahead and cast your bless. Or do the effect. There you go. You just hit them all with bless.
Okay. And I can move this up to...
Yes, you can. Now, if you move away, he will get an attack of opportunity.
I was thinking more of my spiritual weapon. I get a chance to move.
That you can move. Yep. You can go ahead and grab it and move it. Yep. Now your spiritual weapon gets an attack on that orc. Kind of. Now, Proud's character is getting complex. Now, sometimes you're attacking from yourself, and sometimes you're attacking from the spiritual weapon. So this
Did
is
I hit
a,
the right one targeted?
Here's the problem. I can't tell because of an error in my setting up this campaign. All unidentified creatures look the same to me. So
okay.
We'll pretend it's the right one, and I'll switch them around if you hit the wrong one. This is my bad. It hit him. Heavy damage. Oh, and it hit the right one. Look at that. See the little icon just turned? I'm sorry, that was the wrong one. It's this one. It's attacking Lord Riz. Automatic miss.
It's about to die.
Lord Riz got some jukes. I don't like
All right, Riz.
I don't like what that one's doing.
Okay, Dwight, I think I have the right one selected. Let me just check.
What are you casting?
Burning Hands.
Oh, he's going to do Burning Hands. Let's take a close look.
Right,
you don't do those.
Saving throw. I'm pretty sure
it's one you don't do very often. Yeah, let's take a look at it. You know what? I'm looking at Proud. Let's look at Lord Riz.
That would work.
Burning Hands. Here we go. It's a dexterity saving throw. So go ahead and roll. The saving throw, target the orc. Have you got him targeted?
Yeah, got it targeted.
Okay, go ahead and click on the save. Roll that saving throw. He did succeed. Throw a 3 fire damage on a failed save, or half as much. So go ahead and roll the damage, and it will half it. It should half it. Half damage, took him to heavy. It did it properly. The game did it properly. He made the save, so he took half damage. But you still hurt him pretty. You still hurt him a lot.
Yeah, I still hurt him a lot. Okay, I just need a mark that I've used another.
Yes.
Spell there. All right, and then I can still move.
Yes, you can, but he'll get an attack of opportunity if you do.
All right. Well, there's nothing I can do. I'll end my turn.
All right, Philip.
Okay. Lord Riz, do you need any help over there? Should I go over there and kill that guy?
I have absolutely no clue. It's been a while since I've been in danger.
So I could go there, or I could go there.
I think from my perspective, I think it's best if you go for the other two, and I will just have to deal with this one.
Okay.
Show me that move again. Okay, you're going to move there. That you can do without an attack of opportunity.
And then I'm going to go for that one and get the plus two.
That'll give you a plus two because Proud has it flanked. Yes. And you'll notice you're rolling an extra four-sided die because of the bless spell. Killed it.
Good.
Nice.
Nice.
This creature is attacking Philip with a great club.
Wait, isn't that Missed the one it. That I attacked?
No.
That's because I did heavy damage.
Yep. To the one right next to you. Okay, Roland.
Can I attack and then move, or do I need to move first?
You can attack and move, or move and attack. Either you can do it in either order.
All right, I'm going to use my feat of sharpshooter. And so before you make an attack with a ranged weapon that you're proficient with, choose to take a negative 5 penalty to the attack roll. So I hit the negative 5 down here.
So hit the negative 5. Okay. Target who you're going to target. You've got your hunter's mark on.
Hunter's mark's on him.
Okay. You've got your target. You're going to give yourself a negative 5 on this attack.
I did. Okay.
Okay. Do it. Hit.
Oh, man. Well, add the plus 10.
First of all, you killed it before you got the plus 10.
Oh.
Still, it was a great roll.
Yeah, so I take a negative 5, but I do a plus 10 damage.
Right.
All right, and then I'm going to move right there.
Starting to feel better about this battle?
Oh, yeah, a lot better now. I was a little worried when Philip was getting beat on, but...
Oh, man, sometimes those orcs just have luck with attacking Philip. All right, Proud. She's advancing. Fantastic.
Use my mace.
Well, use your mace on him. All right. That's right. Your mace does more damage now, doesn't it?
It does.
See if you can hit him. Do the attack first.
What am I missing?
Little picture of a sword. It'll be on actions. Let's see. Up at the top, your mace. There it is. The sword with a dice and a plus 6.
Do I double click? I don't even remember.
I think single click. Maybe a double click. I don't know. Or either that or drag it to the chat window. Either way.
That'll work.
That hit.
Nice.
Now you can do the damage. 7 points. Good.
And then I was going to move my spiritual weapon.
Okay.
Down here.
And that just gave your spiritual weapon plus 2. Now you have to untarget the orc that you're on, target the orc that's over there by Philip, and then attack with the spiritual weapon. I realize this is complicated, but your character can do some pretty interesting things.
And I get the plus 2, right?
You get a plus 2 because Philip has it flanked. That was a hit. Heavy damage.
Nice.
All right. This is the one attacking Philip.
Yay.
I think it's the other way around because it doesn't. That one doesn't have damage. Oh, no, that's wrong. Sorry.
Yes, it does.
I'm wrong. I got the characters mixed up.
Just a moment. There we go. Here he comes with a great club. Oh, man, I can't believe this. What is this when anything attacks Philip? Oh, it's just unbelievable. Heavy damage to Philip.
Yay.
Whenever anything attacks Philip, it's just amazing to me. This Otark is attacking Proud with a great club. And since it's attacking Proud, it, of course, misses. All right, Riz.
Don't move me yet. Philip, do you want me to help you with that creature, or should I go for the one with Proud?
Go for the one with Proud.
Okay, I'll make that move, Dwight.
All right, go ahead and do your move again, because I canceled the move.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to be casting Firebolt.
Firebolt. That's a hit. One of them good.
All right.
All right, Philip, you got plus two on this attack because of the spiritual weapon.
Yeah.
Philip, out of interest, do you want me to give you a roll of 16?
No. Just because I'll get the plus nine already with whatever roll I get.
Okay.
Dang, 29. Yeah.
Go ahead and do the damage, but I got to go answer the door. Killed it.
Dead.
Be right back.
Nice.
Thank goodness.
Maybe I won't die.
You have the biggest swing going right now. You're hitting massively, but you're also getting hit real hard.
Yeah.
Philip, did you just
it helps that you have 24 health.
Yeah.
I don't think you should talk about, like, dying or anything like that. I feel like when you say it, it happens. I'm very nervous for you.
I just wanted to ask of the group, with my divine numbers, so like my divine rolls, I have a 16 and 11. If you want me to use them, please do ask, because I do feel like I can't just go and you're going
to
get.
I'm back. It was a wrong house. They were trying to deliver food to me that I didn't order.
You should have took it.
Yeah, you should have took it.
Well, wait a second. Is it paid for? Yes, that's mine.
You moving up there?
Yes.
Lord Riz, I'll probably tell you, because to hit me, they have to roll at least a 20.
Yeah.
So maybe I won't die if you don't let them hit me.
I'm doing the negative five sharpshooter again.
You're doing the negative five again?
Right.
Oh, you missed him.
I missed that time.
All right, Proud. Oh, no. Yeah, Proud.
I'm going to try the mace attack.
Missed him.
How far can I move this spiritual weapon? 20 feet?
Yeah. Isn't it 20 feet? Let's take a look.
I think it is.
20 feet.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get it on the move.
Yeah, you can get it started.
Yeah.
You don't know how long this battle might go. Everybody might miss for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't.
He's still attacking Proud. Still missing Proud. Change your name to Philip and he'd critical hit you. All right, Riz.
I just want to see something quickly. No, I'll just go for a normal. I'm going to be casting Firebolt.
Excellent. Remember to mark it off? That was a critical.
Nice.
It's about time one of you guys do a critical. Good grief. You know how much damage that was?
Nice. One
it, was more than, it was more than 16. It was like, oh my God.
All right, I think someone needs to heal Philip.
Please.
I forgot what we have in our inventory.
Are you releasing the spiritual weapon, I assume? There's no more orcs.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Now, did you want to target him and heal him, or what do you want to do?
I do. I was just reading through what I had.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah, there's lots of different spells.
Or kind of.
I hope it'd be in healing, not that she'd kill me.
Well, the cantrip, how many times can you do that? You can't use this. Okay.
You'll have to let me know if I didn't action, preserve life in.
Restore number of hit points equal to five times your cleric level. Okay. You know, it says it's a cantrip. It doesn't tell me how often you can do it.
Oh, cantrips are unlimited.
Yeah.
Restore number of hit points. Choose any creature within 30. Yeah, this says that you can just do it. You can hit him for another 22 right now without using a spell slot.
I'd like to roll to pick up my arrows, just try to find my arrows.
Excellent. Give me a six-sided die.
I'd also like
you
to
find all of them. Dagger.
Woo. Any idea how many that was?
The dagger's automatic. It's a big, heavy thing.
Okay.
I have a quick question before I cast this heal. Sure. Preserve life. There's like a number 20 that popped up. Is that how far away he is from me? Or because I thought you said it was 22. Okay. Never mind.
20 feet away from him.
Okay.
Can you tell how many arrows I shot?
That took him down to 11 points. That's correct. You did good. That's how you do it.
Dwight, is there any way to tell how many arrows I shot that battle?
It should have marked one off every time you fired one.
Right, but I didn't have we had that battle before. So
I counted about as well as you do.
Okay.
Well, you did. So why don't you take, why don't we do about this many?
Well, hold on. I already added five because I was thinking five. Five sounded about right.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't cheating, you know. Yeah.
I don't think you were cheating.
Okay.
Okay. Besides, you might have found a couple of arrows.
Right. Can we look around and see if there's any survivors that need help to rescue?
Oh, any? There is.
There is nobody in town. The loot you see is like sacks of burnt grain, and you know, it's loot to the orcs, but I don't think you guys would call it loot.
Is any other weapons worth salvaging?
No.
Armor?
They're very orc weapons. No. Oh, okay. It's hardly ever worth salvaging. The town is in shambles. It looks like the people really emptied out the town of anything important before they left.
We look around for any clues about what the orcs were doing or why they're here.
It looks like they were setting everything on fire and just rampaging, looking for any kind of junk food, oats, or anything else they could find.
Yeah. All right. I said we get out of here. Unless somebody else has something else they want to do.
It's getting to be broad daylight. It's like it's in the early afternoon now.
Do we want to make a camp and rest, or do we want to
head? Said you're going to keep heading south.
Well, what do you guys?
Orcs have a hard time seeing in the daytime. They can see better at night, so you know, it's something to think about.
I would like to camp somewhere soon because, like, I've used four of my spell slots.
Then let's rest.
But wouldn't that make it night and then...
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
We'll have a disadvantage.
There is an advantage to waiting until night to rest. If you're fighting orcs. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying in general, there is an advantage to attacking orcs in the daytime.
Or should we keep going along the road, and when it comes to nightfall, we make camp?
Well, we know there's orcs at the south tower from here. So I say we go there, and maybe we can surprise them since it's daylight. They won't be able to see us. And we can...
What is the advantage of orcs? They don't see in the daylight?
Not as well, is what
the
way I said.
The orcs can't see as well in the daytime.
Oh.
The only problem I have with that decision, and it's the only one, is I won't be able to do massive amounts of damage. I'll mainly be using cantrips, as my spell slots will finish quite quickly, as I've only got three left.
I feel like if we get to the South Tower, have the advantage of it being daytime, then we could camp out in the South Tower once it reaches nightfall.
Yeah, I kind of think it's worth it.
Right. You guys going to head on south?
As long as everyone agrees.
Well, you do see something interesting. The burning town falls away behind you. The road looks clear, but there are plenty of trees and bushes, especially on the hilly side of the road. There are occasional outlying houses and farms south of Farmington, but they also look aflame. About 7 miles south of Farmington, you can start to make out a stone building and a crumbling tower.
Can I send my hawk ahead and see what
Let me finish. In a crumbling tower, about 2 miles off the road against the mountains that juts out to the west ahead. The tower is broken, little is left of it. But the building itself is in remarkably good shape in comparison. It looks as if it may be slowly being rebuilt. Just beyond the ancient keep, there appears to be a mass on the road. Huge and difficult to see in the cloudy and misty weather, it is monstrous huge and looks to extend for miles, covering the road.
Well, first I thought it was a dragon until you said miles. Do we think it's the bodies of the army? Or you think it's the Red Hand army, I mean? Can we do a perception check to get a better look?
Yes, you can. Well, you could creep forward from this. Go ahead and roll your perception.
I did mine.
Roland, it looks like that huge mass down there is just made of people tightly packed, standing very close together. They're not moving.
God.
People, can he see, like, if there are soldiers or not?
You'd have to creep. You want to creep a little closer?
Wait, hold on. So are we close to the tower, or are we away from the tower now?
You can see the tower on the map. You can see the mass on the map.
Only I see is Farmington. Am I looking at the wrong map?
Yeah.
If you look at the map,
okay,
and the mountains, there's a tower there. There's also a mass on the road. Let me expose a little more.
I was wondering what the scribble marks were on the map forever, and now I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the mass on the road. So you guys going to move a little closer? They don't seem to be moving.
Well, all right, so I'm thinking we move to the tower, but if it's occupied, we could get fighting the whoever's there and then the people behind us. However, I think it'd be a good place to fortify if we have to fight this mass. So what do you guys think?
I say we creep a little closer, but I think we also head kind of also towards the tower.
Sounds smart.
I like it.
Is that what you're going to do?
I'm good with it.
As you creep closer, it is columns of soldiers on the road. Thousands upon thousands of them. They're all standing still, heads down, just standing in the road, 9 men abreast. And the columns extend farther than you can see. In front of the columns are 2 figures. One of them is older, wearing gold plate mail and covered with symbols of New Ashtar. A blue cape with white trim hangs tattered from his back. Sticking out of his chest is the point of a spear. The other is much younger. Blonde hair, beautiful, polished armor, a magnificent-looking sword in his right hand. Through his right eye is a dagger. Behind them, some are wearing the blue and white of New Ashtar. Some are wearing the red and black colors. Some look to be farmers and townsfolk carrying axes and pitchforks and other such items. Some are obviously wounded, missing limbs. You can see one that's missing a large chunk of his head. All are dirty, bloody. Some wounds you see are obviously fatal. None appear affected by these wounds. They're just standing there. There you see one farmer carrying an axe that looks as if he's been dead a long time. Farther in, you see one that is nothing but a skeleton wearing leather armor and carrying a sword.
All right.
So that's the army of the dead.
While you are looking at the columns, a dog runs up and bites at one of them. The entire mass army suddenly moves. Thousands upon thousands of them lift their heads and move in the direction of the dog. The sound of groans and mumbles is deafening. The nearest one skewers the dog on a spear point. Then the mass shambles back to the road and again stands still.
I think it would be a good idea to send a note with a pigeon.
I think you should kill.
In the distance, hoots and hollers of orcish laughter can be heard from the ruins of the tower.
Just for the campaign, Dwight, I would suggest not killing a dog.
Oh, why?
I was gonna do animal handling and be like, wait a minute, I need that dog.
I need that dog.
But then they kill him.
All right, so do we think the orcs are patrolling this army?
Okay, let me step outside and break the third wall. From a DM's perspective, I had to kill the dog.
I just mean
you guys had to know that that standing army.
Oh no!
Won't stand still if you attack it.
Oh, I totally get that. I just mean don't make it a dog. Make it like something that people don't love, like a bear or something.
No, it has to be. Are you kidding? Have you been playing with me? I try to tug at your emotions whenever I can. You remember Eleanor standing there crying? No, it has
to be
a dog.
Remember me almost dying every single play session?
I try to tug at you guys' emotions occasionally, you know. All right, so you've got orcs that are looking at the column of monsters laughing and hooting and hollering from the tower.
Okay, so I'm thinking they got another wand that can control the undead. So the question is, can we kill these orcs and stop this army before they launch them on us? Or do we just run back?
I think the main question that we should be asking right now is, if we attack the orcs, will the army move?
Well, I think they're controlling it. I think they have a wand like we do, or whatever it was. Was it a wand or a ring? Whatever the heck that thing was.
That was a wand.
Yeah.
Proud has it.
But she's not allowed to try to use it, right?
No, she can't use it.
That's where my concern is. What if we go and attack and that entire army comes to defend them?
But this is our chance to take out the leader. Like, with the wand and stop them right away.
What did the leader of Farmington tell you that you met early this morning? About seeing a dragon?
Right. I don't know. I'm torn here.
I'm very torn. Like, I think it would be good to attack them, but at the same time, I'm sitting there thinking, that dog didn't die just for fun. It was a warning.
Well, the mass is not moving. They're standing dead still in the road, but they are all facing north with their heads down.
Can we, well, we know there's orcs in the tower.
How far away from the tower is the army?
Oh, looks like about a couple of miles.
So if we attack the, it's not like they're going to see us attack the tower.
The zombies don't appear to be seeing anything. They're looking straight down.
All right.
I suppose it debiz, Riz. Is your plan to let out a big shout and go running at the tower?
No.
I don't think that's your plan.
I'd like to go like sidestepping to the side of it.
Yeah, can we sneak up on the tower and get a better look?
Okay. Let me.
Can I fly my hawk over
like the
tower?
You guys
do get a little closer. Now, just a moment. As you approach the keep, you can see that work has recently been done on the lower structure. The keep is around 80 feet on a side and with a 25-foot diameter tower rising in the center. But the tower is broken and crumbling, so it barely rises above the roof of the keep. The lower building itself has undergone repairs, and although is quite old, it's looking fairly sturdy. The path leads up to a rather new-looking set of double doors. The crumbling tower above the square keep is round with walls that are only a few feet high. Two orcs can be seen peering southeast toward the huge mass of undead on the road.
So we kind of go from the northeast side. Maybe they can't see us.
Oh, no. It's getting dark.
All right. I think we need to make a decision now. Are we fighting or running?
I think we need to run.
I like the idea of running.
Yeah, but how's that going to help us?
Can we get behind this mountain range that we're not too far away from and just hunker down so that we can get Lord... Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Where we're kind of out of the way and have a watch.
You guys have a watch order.
Because if we go somewhere where
even the orcs can't see us at night with their better sight at night. If we just go somewhere like around the hills.
Easily. There are hills and valleys and gullies, and it isn't really very difficult to find a place that you're not really in sight of a tower.
Yeah,
it's not very difficult. All right, so you guys are doing a long rest?
Yeah, well, what does everyone think?
Yeah, I mean, can we? So
I
we
would like to.
So we find a safe place to camp and do a long rest.
We're back behind. Right.
The yeah.
Mountain or whatever it is.
All right.
You succeed at a long rest. Nothing really happens during the night. A couple of times you hear some hoots and hollers from around the bend, but you don't really see anything. Wow, there was a good roll in there.
Yeah, the two.
You should be happy with that. But hang on, more things are happening. God, this would take me a second. See that?
I didn't see anything. Are you talking to all of us or just one of us?
Talking to Riz. Oh, Lord, okay. Riz, do you see that? Or did he step away?
I was just checking, saying I'll copy it quickly and then I'll read it now. I'm putting it into my
If you decide to tell everybody, you can.
Well, I'll this put is... it into public vision so everyone can see it.
It's in the visions note?
Yeah.
Well, you should read it. You should read it, Riz, because you're telling them what you had a vision of while you were sleeping.
You see a mighty city in flames, far larger and more majestic than New Ashtar. Dragons fill the skies, some alive and being ridden by men and women dressed for battle. Some undead, lightning, flames, acid fill the air. Thousands upon thousands of warriors below them. Fight for countless miles. The scale of the battle is astounding. The living against the dead. The people die by the thousands with the air filled with dragon fire. Every time a living person or dragon falls, it raises again as undead. The devastation in their wake is beyond imagination. I'm assuming that's the battle that happened in the old days that destroyed the whole of Ashtar before it got remade.
Lord Riz never knows if his visions are the past, the present, or the future. He just has the visions and he doesn't know.
That sounds like a good idea. Good assumption there. That was the past one.
Yeah, because the live dragons being ridden, that was, I reckon that's all to do with the old. That'll probably be the city that they kept sending those parties to look for in that. I can't remember what was it called, Dwight? That area of the map that's all dead.
The Great Wastes.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. That's where it comes from.
All right, so we rested. Are we making a stand here, or are we running back to the New Aster? Should we look and see if anything's changed?
Yeah, I think we should check if anything's changed. I go to the tower and just check, because I think clearing the tower might just be a good idea. And not obviously not go for the army, but at least just clear the tower if the army is still where it was.
It still looks like there's two orcs up there, but you're not sure they're the same ones. They don't seem too interested in the army. They're sort of squinting around occasionally, but you could tell even from this distance that they're squinting and they're having a hard time seeing anything.
All right. So we're fighting. We're fighting them. Is that what everybody's thinking?
I reckon we fight them, but I think everyone should say what they think.
Just
I'm fine with fighting. I think it's better than turning around and going back. I don't see any point in doing that. We're already here.
Yeah, because at least if we defeat them, we might learn something more before our next note back to the city.
Right. I don't see any point in sending a note back right now either. We'll see what we find out.
All right. You guys are gonna creep as close as it is safe. In other words, what that means is you're going to creep as close as Dwight doesn't have to make rolls.
Right. Does that put me within firing range? Are we that close?
I'm working on what you see. Just a moment. Okay, I take it you guys are not on the road?
No.
Because that would be a little silly.
No, let's sneak around. Mountainside.
Like the opposite side that those...
Close to the road, but not on the road.
Right.
All right, let me, I've almost got it. Okay. Now, let me put you guys on the map, and then I'll share the map. This may take a while. This map is a little different.
And Proud put Bless on us before we start combat.
Wow, that's a good idea.
Whoa.
And then, in fact, Proud, if you're going to take your time with a Bless spell, you could cast it as a ritual, which takes you like 20 or 30 minutes to do, but then it doesn't use up a spell slot.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm sorry. It's like Lord Riz can read a spell out of his book instead of cast it out of memory, and by doing so, he doesn't use the spell slot. But it takes him 30 to 45 minutes to do so. For a priest, it takes a little bit less time. You're casting it as a ritual instead of as a fast, you know, I'm doing this spell out of memory. So if you cast Bless as a ritual, you guys will be here in the trees a little while, but you could cast it without using a spell slot.
I have a big gray square with a circle on it on my map. Is that normal?
Like the map. Big gray square.
Yeah, like the whole middle of the map is just like there's nothing there. Okay.
There's a wall. That's, you're looking at the walls of the keep, and no, you can't see inside. Here, let me make sure. Maybe I didn't get the walls in there. Expose enough to where you can see that these are walls and there's a door. It's hard at this. There it goes. Is that a little better?
Yes.
You can tell that you're looking at walls.
Can I fly my hawk over to see more?
You can. Oh, I see. That circle shouldn't be there. I'm sorry. That has to do with... that was a previous game. Somebody did something interesting. There, circle's gone. If you fly the hawk over, which isn't too unusual, here's what you're going to see. I'm drawing a circle about where the tower is coming out of the top of the center of the building. Do you see that line I just drew?
Yes, now I see it.
Just a moment. Moment. Having a hard time. Here they are.
I say we go ahead and have Proud do the Bless on us, and then I'll try to use stealth to sneak up and see if I can do my sharpshooter. With that Bless, hopefully I can one hit one and take them out before we even initiate combat.
Oh, I know why it isn't showing them to you. Okay, I'm having a hard time showing you these orcs. See if you can see them now. No. All right, so I have to hang on. I'm sorry. With your hawk, do it this way. With your hawk, this is the upper part of the tower that you can see, and there are two orcs up there. Do you see it?
Yep.
That's has some altitude. There's two orcs looking around, not specifically looking your direction. They're peering around, but they also look like they're squinting and rubbing water out of their eyes, and they're not happy about the bright conditions.
We don't have a direct shot from here. The tower's too tall.
Not a very good shot, no. In fact, if you get close to the building, you won't be able to see them at all, nor will they be able to see you. See, they're in it. They're raised up, and then standing behind about a 2.5 foot wall, crumbling wall around them.
How far away is that tower from us?
Try to move. I'll cancel the move. Try to move from where you are to the tower, and it'll tell you.
150. I need to get. I have an idea, but I need to be 120 feet. Because I can read my spell fog cloud and put a fog cloud in the tower. Then no one sees us at all. We can walk straight up. Because that does no damage. It just, they won't be able to see. You create a 20-foot radius sphere of fog centered on a point within range.
That's a good idea.
The sphere spreads around corners and its area is heavily obscured. It lasts for the duration or until a wind of moderate or greater speed. So is there any wind at the moment? That would be the question.
None. In fact, it's slightly misty this morning.
Problem would be that we would have no range attacks, Lord Riz, if we do that. I assume fog's going to severely limit our vision since it's doing it to them.
But what I think the main idea would be is I don't think we're going to be able to kill the guys in the tower even with ranged attacks without alerting the people inside.
You do see a ladder heading down from the tower up there.
Because if I obscure it, at least we could all get close and they won't see us.
Okay.
What are your thoughts as a group? I think that this is quite a big moment for us to decide what we're going to do.
I think we could do what you said, or one of us could be a distraction. Like, I have the super fast horse. I could ride up there and yip and yell and then take off. And maybe they'll come out to get me, and you guys can ambush them. Would be my other thought.
You have no idea how many orcs might be inside that building.
Proud Philip, what do you think?
I kind of like the fog idea.
I am fine with whatever.
All right, let's do the fog then.
Do you want me to do this bless Wilcroyc though as my ritual?
I think,
if you want to bless them as a ritual, I think that would be really smart.
Okay, is there a specific way to do it, or is it the same way as I cast?
Same way as you always do it. You've already got them all targeted. You just blessed them. You'll notice on all of their effects, they have the bless. You moving, Lord Riz? Now, Lord Riz, I need you to roll stealth.
Stealth. That'll be in abilities. No, in skills. Into the tower.
Yes. I want you to roll stealth into the tower. There's no movement from the orcs.
Okay. I'm going to read the spell, hey?
Okay.
So I'll read Fog Cloud and cast it up top there. Do I do anything, or do you... Because I can't actually do anything with the spells.
Yeah, right. You create a 20-foot radius sphere of fog, spin it on a point within range. The sphere spreads around and occurs. Okay, yep, I know what it does. Very good. So you're going to cast fog up there in the tower.
Yes.
Well, now you can't really see the orcs much at all, although they don't seem to be yelling about it. Now you can hardly see them at all.
Well, you did say it was sort of misty this morning, so that might think the mist just got a lot thicker.
So then do we all move closer?
Up to you.
Well, now that they're obscured, is kind of, now we've got to just make our decision.
I'll start moving forward. Can we move as much as...
You can move as far as you want to tell you the truth. Where are you guys trying to go? Because the orcs aren't going to see you at all.
Okay.
Do we want to go to the front door?
By the time, let's put it this way. I'm going to move Philip forward. By the time you get about here, the orcs couldn't see you even if there was no fog. You're too close to the building.
Dwight, out of interest, would we be able to set the building on fire?
It's a stone building.
So not really.
You saw a ladder up in the tower from the hawk. He saw a ladder. There's no ladder down here. Not that you can see.
I think we're going to have to go through the doors.
Are you moving, Riz?
I'm going to see now. I just want to check here. Okay, I've got a mage hand, which is a cantrip. I can use that to open the door, so we don't have to be like really close to the door to open it. I'm within 3 feet of the door, so we can actually hide behind the walls and then open the door.
Can you say that again? How many feet can you be away from the door?
I have to be 30 feet at least. Well, 30 feet at most I have to be. So I'll go there.
Okay.
A little.
I just thought of a brilliant idea. Roland, you can climb up the building. I can put spider climb on you. Yeah.
You can hear them up there talking, but they don't seem very excited.
The only problem I've just realized is if you climb up, it's going to be you by yourself, and there are two orcs up there. We don't know how strong they are. And once you're up there, you're not going to be able to see anything because of the mist.
That's a pretty good assessment.
So I think, and also we should never split up, remember?
Okay, I'm going to tell you guys something. Except for once, every time, or twice now, except for twice, every time a character has ever died in this campaign, it was when the party split up. Every time, except for twice. Because Philip was a new one last week.
It's just because everyone's targeting me.
No, they're critiquing you is the problem.
Where you guys are at,
they cannot possibly see you where you're at because you're too close to the building.
Philip, do you want to move away from the door? You can hide behind the wall on like either side of the door. So when we open it, they can't see us because it's going to be a magic hand. It disappears as soon as I open the door.
Now, the magic hand, that is a cantrip. Okay.
Yes.
Do you want me to move to the other side of the door?
Yeah.
I think maybe, just an idea. If we have, a heavy on either side, and then I can move to the other side over here.
Now, Prad, are you offended by being called a heavy?
No.
I'm very proud
to be a heavy, to be honest. I beefed myself up on purpose.
All right, I'm going to start scrolling this map in. Reshare.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to use Mage Hand to open the door.
Wait, I lost somebody on my screen. No, it was Lord. He moved her up. Okay. I'm good.
The door is open. Well, nobody's looked inside yet. Nobody's in a position to see inside.
Proud and Philip, if you poke your heads around the corner and roll perception, that might be a good idea. Just poke them around. Don't walk around the
corner. I don't get shot in the face.
Do we have to move to roll perception?
What? You can just poke your head around the corner. You don't really have to roll perception. Nobody's looked inside yet. He's opened the doors with a mage hand.
Sorry, I think I was thrown off because I was expecting doors to open and then nothing did.
They did. Didn't you hear them?
I heard them.
I heard them.
Okay,
here they go again.
What are we seeing?
Okay, you're gonna look inside, and this is what you see.
Well, that's not helpful.
The number one on the ground.
More doors.
Is that a corridor? It looks like a corridor.
Let me tell you a few things. Ignore the numbers. The numbers are for the DM, so I know what room we are talking about. The short hallway is empty. The ceiling is 9 feet high. Double doors can be seen to the north and a single door to the south. The back wall is curved.
Okay, so we know the back wall is empty. Where the tower is.
Yeah.
Now the decision we have to make is which door are we going to go through first?
I say right.
I feel like the single
door. Are you guys going inside?
I say the double door, but if we want to go single door, that's fine. Yeah, we're going inside. We'll go through the single door.
Are we going to go through the single door? All right.
We do a check for traps.
What a smart idea.
perception?
Checking for traps, yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
Is that
you don't find any traps at all. And Philip, you feel like you've really searched really well.
Oh, I rolled well, guys. I'm so proud of that.
I'm going to move on with it. Yeah.
Proud, out of interest. If we're going to go through the single door, do you want to move behind Philip? And then I can do the same thing again. Use Mage Hand to open the door and Philip can poke around the corner.
Why is it always me poking around the corner?
You've got the most health.
But I'm the one that's getting critical. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so Dwight, I'll use Mage Hand to open the door.
And I poke my head around the door. Okay, I'm not a big fan of these corridors.
A single door could be seen to the east and another to the south. And the room seems to continue toward the west.
I want to go there and peek around the corner.
Good idea.
Okay.
Are we checking for traps in here?
Yes, I think we should.
Yeah.
I'm checking for traps.
I think we should, yeah.
It's very dark.
Okay, so Elf should check for traps.
I rolled it. My night vision, or Elf vision, whatever it's called.
Alright, do we want to... Let's check in this room on the right-hand side here with the single door.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to do it the same way?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'll just keep doing Mage Hand and I peek around.
You hear something as you get close to the door.
Can we shut the door behind us and lock it? Is that possible? Is there like a bar or something we can put down?
There's no bar... Did you hear that?
I heard like a growl.
Sounds like a dog. Or...
It sounds like a dragon.
Okay, it could be a dragon.
It's coming from that door right across from Philip.
Can we block out the door and just save our problems for never? Maybe we just go home.
Why don't you guys bless that door so he can't open it?
He's become a complete chicken.
Guys, I keep dying.
Okay.
Can I cast a detect magic?
We're not even from this country.
You can.
I'd like to.
Philip, out of interest, do you want to go to the right hand side of the door? So you know.
Now, if you're going to cast detect magic, what is that, a cantrip? No, that's a spell. So you're going to detect magic on what? The door?
Well, it says within 30 feet.
That's true.
So it could be on the other side of the door.
I have
it,
well,
you
wouldn't. Sense.
You can't see on the other side of the door is the problem.
Oh, I have sense magic
that I could use.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I don't want to cheat her. Just a moment. Let me read detect magic a little more carefully. Hold it. Am I looking at the right character?
Proud, if you don't want to use a spell, I can just use Divine Sense, just a cantrip for me.
The duration is sense the presence of magic. Okay, you would sense the presence of magic. Is that what you're doing?
Can I use it as a ritual, though? Is that
what it would take you like 30 minutes.
Oh.
Can I just use Divine Sense? Wouldn't that work?
To do what?
To detect evil. Or to, yeah.
Okay, you can use Divine Sense. You detect the presence of evil in almost every direction.
So not very helpful.
As a general thing, no, actually, you're learning something. As a general thing, think about it. You're in a hold that is occupied, you know, by at least orcs. If orcs are evil, you'll detect them all over the place, depending on wherever they might be. Not trying to be an asshole. I'm trying to show you. I know I'm succeeding in being an asshole, but I'm not trying.
All right. Well,
okay,
I think we got to pop one of these doors.
The door.
Yeah, let's just do it.
Okay. I'll use Mage Hand to open the door.
All right. Well, Roland. Roland.
Wait, wait. I'm in front.
Roland could actually. Roland could actually see inside a little bit.
I'm peeking around. See the.
Just a moment. Where are?
It's a little baby dragon.
There's something wrong here.
It's gonna be a little baby dragon that we raise for the rest of the campaign.
False Daenerys.
How cute would that be? That would be so cute. I'd be so happy with a baby pit dragon.
Yeah, and then it just turns it. Instead of like saving New Astra, we just raise a baby dragon for the rest of the game.
Yeah, there's us protecting our dragon, and we're like, I don't. Country. It's not ours.
You don't see. That's all you see. Oh, wait a minute. Proud can also see.
I love how he just ignored what we said.
I did ignore what you said. Proud, you see an orc.
Is it asleep?
Dead asleep on that mat. Snoring really loudly.
Who's the best assassin out of all of us?
Probably Roland, because he's probably the sneakiest.
So would that be stealth? A stealth roll to get to him, and then I get the crit.
Yes.
All right, is that our plan? Are we doing this?
Okay. Out of interest,
make them all mad.
If I just want to ask Dwight, is it possible that Roland goes in and does the kill, but I go in as well? Without having
if he succeeds sneaking in there, he can basically do what's called a coup de grace, which is basically an instant kill.
Okay, brilliant. Okay. All right. So I was wondering, is it possible without having to roll our order, if he goes in and fails, if I'm right behind it, as he fails, I cast sleep on that. So it can't make any noise or anything. It'll just drop back to sleep.
Well, if he wakes anything, then we're rolling initiative.
Okay. So there's no point.
I'm sorry. That's sort of the way the game works.
No, that's fine. But out of interest, it does look like that room goes further down. Philip, you want to poke your head around the corner and look that way down?
Yeah.
I think it might be better if we open the other door. Oh, okay. That works.
Okay.
There's two more orcs asleep in here.
Oh, good call.
So, but Roland, I have to ask Dwight, because I don't actually know. If he succeeds in a sneak and kills the one, will the other two hear him kill it, or is it because he succeeded?
What a wonderful question. You don't know the answer to that. It's a gamble.
I think we're gonna do combat anyways. I
was thinking if we manage to get the sneak right and say you kill the one and the other two don't hear you, you keep succeeding. If we can kill as many as possible without the others hearing, because we don't know how many are in here. If they get alerted, we're gonna be fighting in a corridor against lots of things that can come from behind us and everything.
You also have a new problem. It's really, really dark. It's very close to pitch black in here.
So they're going to have the advantage.
Now, Roland can see, and Proud can see 30 feet.
What about my dark vision I have for 60 feet?
Yeah. Oh, 60 feet. Okay, I thought it was 30 feet. Oh, wait a minute. Are you talking about a spell?
I have a sense, a dark vision ring.
Oh, you have the ring. Right, I thought the ring was 30 feet. I could be wrong. Let me check. Dark vision 60 feet? Yep. That's a dark vision ring. That's why you can see. Okay, you can see 60 feet. I thought it was 30 feet.
All right, so...
Okay, well, I think maybe a good
idea... Roland has no problem seeing. It's only Philip and Lord Wiz that are starting to have trouble seeing.
If we open the door next to Proud, Proud can check that room, because at least then we can kind of have an idea that nothing's going to come out of there.
Well, yeah, but what if it triggers combat and then it's going to wake up the three that are asleep?
All right. This is the decision we have to make now. Roland, do you do we send Roland and trying to assassinate the one, and that if was successful, you might go through the other two.
By the way, that was an excellent assessment, Roland. That would be the danger. If you start opening other doors while these are still there, if something was awake, what would happen? Just smart.
I say I try to stealth kill it. I think it's our best move.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Roland,
do you need me to target?
You're first of all, you're going to show me where you're going to move.
For the kill or stealth? Or before the stealth? Oh, you mean to get in there?
Show me where you're going to move.
Okay. From right here, I can stealth kill him, I assume?
So, well, yeah. Okay. Now, you're...
Do I need to be right up there?
Now, okay. I've moved you there. Now I want you to roll for stealth.
Okay, I was going to ask before I actually move. Sorry. Can I do my Hunter's Mark first?
Yes. Okay. Of course.
Okay.
That's pretty easy. Okay. Before
we roll this, I just want to check, because I just saw the time. I'm assuming this is going to take us a while to clear this. Is everyone all right with carrying on? Because we've only got 10 minutes left.
This battle probably should not last 10 minutes, but you're not going to clear this whole dungeon tonight.
Okay.
But this battle probably won't last 10 minutes. Not if he succeeds, it won't.
Yeah.
Okay, dice tower stealth or on the table?
Yes, dice tower. You are now standing next to a dead sleeping orc.
Right.
That is going to be a coup de grace. So, you're going to kill Barfew. That you don't even have to roll for it. The question is does Barfew wake up or move in such a way that wakes the other orcs? That's the question.
And that's a roll you're going to have to make.
Just a moment.
Is anyone else as terrified as I am?
Yes.
I'm being very quiet. Like, I feel like they can hear me.
I'm sitting on. I'm like, no, not happening. Come on.
Just a minute. None of the others wake up.
All right. Move on to the next one, guys.
Yeah, I reckon.
Everybody else is still standing outside.
Well, we can't come inside. They'll all wake up.
Roll stealth again. Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
You made it.
Oh. So do I need to roll attack?
I can't
ever
tell if
it's no. Oh, man. No. I need to roll to see if it thrashes around enough to wake the other one. It does. Okay, here's what happens. You end up killing Gorlag. However, Guthug wakes up. Everyone roll initiative.
All right.
Yay. 7.
All right. 7. Riz, you get to move first.
Today. I cast sleep.
Ooh, wow. Just a moment. Wasn't what I expected.
He ain't warning nobody.
Give me 5 8-sided die.
That's the one. I think it's this one. No.
Third die. If you arrange the dice, it'll be the third one from the what from the right.
Third one from the right. 1, 2, 3. This one. I'm just gonna roll one just to.
That's an 8-sided die.
Okay,
just a minute.
How many of them?
That's 5 of them. Now pick it up with the left hand and click it 4 times.
I've got 3 times. I'm rolling.
All right, roll them. There you go. Thank you. It does not put him to sleep.
Sure. All right. Well, that's my move.
All right, let's hang on here. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Boom, boom. Roland, it's your move. He's still laying down, but he's wide awake and he's looking over at you. It's not his move yet. If you attack, he is prone.
Do I get a bonus?
Let me get that. Let me get the effect of prone on him. Depends on how you're hitting him.
With bow and arrow, would that give me a bonus?
Oh, shoot. Just a minute. I accidentally made Roland prone.
Roland was just like, I'm getting into bed. I'm over this.
I pretend like I'm the other orc. Oh, that's okay. That actually might be a good idea.
The orc is now prone. If you shot him with a bow, it might be more difficult. But if you shoot him, but if you were slashing him with a sword, that's a different story. Depends on what you're doing. What are you doing?
I was going to sharpshooter him, try to one hit him, but.
What if you stab him with a knife?
I don't do.
I'm not sure how it will work. Do what you think is best to do. You do have Bless on you, and Hunter's Mark is sitting on it.
Well, sharpshooter makes it so they don't. I don't think a penalty if they're in cover. So being crouched would be covered, right?
You're probably right.
Okay. I think
I'm not sure how the game. I'm not sure how the game will handle this. I'm actually interested. Are you giving yourself a negative five?
I am.
Cool. That missed him.
What the hell happened there? Oh, I had disadvantage, huh? Damn.
Okay. Wait a minute. You should not have had disadvantage. Oh, because he was prone.
So it did count it. Okay. So hold on now. Are you sure?
I'm not sure that should have done that. Just a minute. It dropped a 9. It still would have missed him.
Okay.
Even without the disadvantage. The disadvantage was because you're shooting with a bow and he was prone. If you'd been attacking with a sword and he was prone, it would have probably gone the other way. You understand what I mean as far as the hit is concerned? Prone is weird. Prone is harder to hit with a bow, but easier with a sword. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dwight, whatever he wants to do, he's only getting a roll of 2.
He stands up, which takes most of his movement. He attacks Roland and misses. It's now Philip's move. Because he rolled a 2.
He didn't yell.
Philip's move.
I got your back, Roland. I got your back.
I should have used my proficiency. We're about done anyways. Could have rerolled.
Yeah.
Or not my
All right, Philip.
Yep.
Wow.
Nice roll.
That was a hit. Wounded him. I keep expecting you to use that spell slot.
I'm not going to use that unless need to.
All right, Proud.
Okay, you'll have to have me. How can I move in here? Can I move around him?
Yeah. Count the squares. Like this would be 5 feet, 10 feet, 15 feet. How far do you want to go? Do you want to get to him?
Yeah, I was going to get up.
You can go like that.
I'm sorry, what?
How about like that? I'm sorry, am I confusing you?
A little bit. Why are we all standing all three in line over him? It's weird.
Well, get
an advantage.
That's sort of where you wanted to move. Boy, this is not working right. Anyway. Where did you show me where you want to move to? I'll put you back. Where did you
trying to kind of get like I thought actually Roland was more flankish. Like I was trying to get like
There's no, because he's so close to the wall, there's no way you could
flank. Oh, okay, that's what I was trying to do.
That's what that makes more sense.
We're blocking him. That's why we're in a line. He can't get past us.
I just feel like we could just all jump.
Lord Riz should feel very safe.
I do feel very safe.
Oh.
And you have to target him first.
I do.
And remember
It doesn't show the attack though as targeted. Try rolling that attack again. Wow, that's not showing the attacks. Just a moment. I'm going to fix the targeting.
Did it confirm her movement or something? Maybe.
I don't know. Just a moment. Clearing her target. I am putting that orc back.
He's not in prone anymore as well.
No, he is not prone anymore. That's right. Let's fix that. Target him again, please.
I'll untarget and I'll
target. I already untargeted. Okay, you've got him targeted now. Try that attack one more time. I'm not liking the way I'm seeing this roll. That did the attack properly. Why it wasn't doing it proper before, I don't know. You just hit him.
Well, what's interesting is when you said you untargeted him, it still showed as a target on my combat tracker.
I see. I think there was some kind of a glitch in the program. You did heavy damage to him. All right, Riz.
All right. What do I feel like doing? I don't know if I can do anything. There's a line of people in front of me.
It's difficult for you
maybe
to
you
do
just much. Accept that. Maybe you just don't do anything. You just sit back and let us protect you. Have a little spa in the back of the room.
Philip probably wishes he was back there.
You know this thing is going to die.
He's going to target Philip and he's going to critical. You just know it's going to happen.
Maybe he'll kill Roland.
All right, Riz, are you doing anything?
We don't know.
You can choose not to.
I'm casting mage armor.
On who?
On Proud.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and do the effect.
It's to the effect. Okay.
There, Proud has mage armor. If you look at Proud, okay. Proud now has mage armor. Now, it's interesting that you did that. That's really good. Go ahead and end your turn. Roland.
All right. Sword him, I guess.
At this range, you would have disadvantage on a bow attack. Hit.
Oh, two snake eyes.
Minimal damage.
All right.
Guthrog. Already predetermined, is attacking Proud with a great axe. Wait a minute. That was an error. I'm not accepting that roll. Just a minute. Somehow he had too many targets.
Pretty proud.
He's going to roll that again. Missed. Philip.
Okay.
It's game over.
That missed him.
You've got your star, hey, Philip.
All right, Bob. That's true.
I could, but
reroll
against one orc. Yeah. All right, Bob. You attacking again? Mm-hmm. You guys are just doing fantastic. Bob is.
But he can't leave.
All right, Riz.
I would love to see D&D in real life. It would be so funny.
Yeah, it really would. I have seen people do it in real life, and it's just the most hilarious thing to watch. People are carrying so much in their backpack, you wouldn't believe it, and they just reach behind themselves and pull out whatever they want. It's just great.
If I fire Firebolt, if I like, you know, I don't want to move like all the way across, but if I move to just like in the middle of the two, if I fire Firebolt over their shoulders, they're fine.
You would have a negative two on your attack.
Okay, that's fine. I'll do that. There's nothing else I can really do, so.
You can fire it over their shoulder. At this range, you won't hit them because you can fire in between them, but you're going to take a negative two.
All right.
So have negative two clicked, and you can go ahead and do a fireball.
How do I undo this? There we go. Negative two.
Missed.
Okay. That's my turn.
Go ahead and hit the down arrow. Roll it. Let's go ahead and end this battle before we end the game for tonight.
What dice do you have, Lord Riz?
I have a 13.
That's probably not a hit. Okay, never mind.
You should have taken it.
All right, I'm gonna use my thing where I get a reroll.
Oh, okay. Take that off. Roll that again.
Do you want the 13 this time?
That was a hit.
There we go.
That killed him.
There we go.
All right. Three dead orcs. I think this is a good place to end for tonight.
Okay.
There wasn't a tremendous amount of noise in that battle because, you know, they were asleep and just sort of woke up out of nowhere. It was sort of a shock. All right, you guys, I hope you had fun. I did.